Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Personality NLP case study for Pamela. Ascendant Honorata Scorpio, Saturn, Sun, Mercury, and First. Pamela's ascendant lies in Honorata, within the sign of Scorpio, with Saturn, Sun, and Mercury also placed in the first house, making this one of the most psychologically charged and intricately composed configurations for identity and core personality expression. Scorpio alone brings emotional intensity, secrecy, resilience, and transformation. But Anuruddha, ruled by Mitra, the god of friendship, and governed astrologically by Saturn, introduces loyalty, devotion, and discipline into this depth. This nakshatra seeks order within emotional chaos, bridging Scorpio's turmoil with Saturn's structure. Pamela likely comes across as controlled, watchful, and penetrating, someone whose silence often speaks louder than others' noise. The presence of Saturn on the ascendant immediately gives her a guarded, deliberate, and dignified air. There's an old soul quality here. She likely doesn't open up easily, but when she does, there's depth, loyalty, and accountability. From an NLP perspective, Saturn in the first shows a reactive, auditory digital processing style. She learns by reflection, sequences, and internal logic. Her responses are measured, not because she lacks feeling, but because she filters them through responsibility and realism. She may appear reserved, but her mind is active with discernment. The Sun in the first house lends gravitas and authority to her presence. It adds internal pride, self-awareness, and leadership potential, though in Scorpio and Anuruddha, this is not flamboyant. Pamela may radiate quiet command, holding space without demanding it. The Sun sharpens her identity clarity. She likely has a strong sense of who she is, even if she doesn't reveal it quickly. NLP-wise, this deepens her internal referencing and gives her a kinesthetic dimension. She checks for resonance before expressing, choosing to act only when it feels true to her integrity. Mercury, placed in Jeshta, adds sharp mental agility and verbal edge to this otherwise silent combination. Jeshta is the elder, the one who knows, and in Mercury's domain, Pamela's speech, thoughts, and insights may be unusually mature, psychologically rich, and strategic. She may think faster than she speaks, noticing motives and undercurrents with ease. From an NLP view, this creates a dissociative auditory digital pattern. She processes both through intellect and detachment, often mentally stepping back to observe before engaging. She values accuracy, meaning, and clarity in both internal and external dialogue. This triad of Saturn, Sun, Mercury, and Scorpio gives Pamela a personality marked by containment, insight, and restraint. She is unlikely to be reactive in public, but may undergo deep emotional processing in private. Others may sense her strength without always knowing its source. She likely prefers autonomy and emotional sovereignty, operating best in environments that respect depth, subtlety, and intelligence over noise or immediacy. Her attention direction is distinctly self-oriented, but not selfish, more about self-regulation. She's constantly evaluating how things affect her energy, psyche, and direction. Her motivation direction leans away from, particularly when it comes to emotional messiness or shallow behavior. She seeks refinement, coherence, and depth. Her chunking style is specific in relationships and self-expression. She tracks detail, remembers tone, observes behavior, and rarely forgets patterns once seen. Altogether, Pamela's ascendant profile points to a person built for precision, emotional sovereignty, and deep inner structure. She leads quietly, speaks intentionally, and reveals herself in layers, not to be mysterious, but to protect the sacred clarity she spent a lifetime cultivating. Pamela's third house, governing communication, motivation, learning style, and deliberate effort, is shaped by Jupiter in Shravana, placed in Capricorn. Jupiter in this house would typically suggest enthusiasm for knowledge sharing and a belief-driven communication style, but in Capricorn, and especially in Shravana, that expansiveness becomes refined, responsible, and deeply structured. Shravana is the nakshatra of deep listening and meaningful transmission. Pamela likely communicates not to be heard, but to convey something useful, wise, or enduring. Her tone may be calm, considered, and authoritative. She doesn't waste words. Jupiter in Capricorn is in debilitation, but it gains access to sacred wisdom through humility and discernment. Pamela may have grown into her voice through effort, learning to ground her beliefs in experience. She likely values ethical consistency and moral reasoning, often bringing a why it matters tone to her communication. From an NLP lens, this placement indicates a dominant auditory digital style. She prefers clarity, logic, and meaningful structure in conversations. She may lean toward outlines, organized speech, and clear learning sequences. Her motivation direction in this area is subtly away from. She avoids chaos, empty talk, or ungrounded ideas. This may give her a quiet skepticism or a private intolerance for conversations that lack usefulness or principle. She's not likely to speak just to fill space. There must be value or insight behind her words. That said, when she does engage, she can be a powerful transmitter of meaning. Her thoughts often resonate beyond the surface. Pamela's attention filter in the third house is balanced but slightly others-oriented. Shravana listens, not just passively, but in a way that honors what the other person means beneath what they say. She's likely excellent at reflecting, paraphrasing, and deepening a conversation. Even if she's internally guided in her beliefs, her communicative style accommodates others with respect and strategic empathy. Her chunking style here is general to specific. She may start from a philosophical or high-level view and then drill down into practical steps or actionable ideas. Jupiter's influence brings abstraction, but Capricorn grounds it. She filters ideals through reality, shaping them into something workable. As a result, her speech or teaching may often combine vision with a step-by-step approach. Ultimately, Pamela communicates with depth, duty, and discipline. She speaks to guide, to inform, and to stabilize, not to impress or provoke. There is a quiet mentorship quality in how she shares what she knows. Her words are bridges, her tone is deliberate, and her motivation is rooted in the belief that truth, once grounded, becomes something worth building on. Pamela's fifth house, governing creative intelligence, memory, learning style, and emotional self-expression, contains the moon in Uttara Bhadrapada, placed in Pisces. This placement gives her a deeply reflective, emotionally layered, and imaginative cognitive emotional landscape. The moon in Pisces is already highly sensitive and intuitive, but Uttara Bhadrapada adds a mystical seriousness, a desire to ground emotional truth in spiritual or psychological depth. Pamela likely absorbs emotional content through osmosis. Her thoughts, memory, and creativity are often soaked in emotional atmosphere and symbolic meaning. Uttara Bhadrapada, ruled by Saturn, lends endurance, compassion, and quiet responsibility to the moon's fluid nature. There is emotional containment and stewardship here. She may be someone who feels deeply but processes inwardly, holding emotional space for others while rarely seeking it for herself. From an NLP lens, this moon indicates a strongly kinesthetic processing style. Pamela likely makes sense of her world by feeling it first. Information resonates physically or emotionally before it crystallizes intellectually. She may not always explain how she knows something, she just feels it's true. Her motivation direction here leans clearly towards. She is drawn to beauty, harmony, emotional clarity, and soul-level connection. However, with Pisces and Saturn's influence, she may move toward these ideals slowly, carefully, and with quiet discernment. Her creative or intellectual expressions are unlikely to be loud or flashy. Instead, they emerge like deep tides, bringing calm, insight, and healing with them. Pamela's attention filter in the fifth is balanced but subtly others-oriented. She may feel responsible for how her thoughts and expressions impact others emotionally. There's a caregiving instinct here. Her intelligence is shaped by empathy, and her creativity often channels themes of healing, reconciliation, or compassionate reflection. She likely avoids harsh critique, both giving and receiving, and favors environments where emotional safety and spiritual alignment are honored. Her chunking style is general in theme, but specific in tone. She sees the emotional or symbolic big picture of an idea, but remembers the feeling, nuance, or emotional beat in high definition. This gives her a kind of poetic cognition. Even if she's not a literal poet, she likely stores and expresses information in ways that evoke, comfort, or shift inner states. Altogether, Pamela's fifth house moon creates a well of emotional wisdom, gentle creativity, and deep receptivity. She learns and creates not just for herself, but often to help others feel more seen or less alone. Her inner world is rich with archetype, memory, and feeling. And when she brings it to the surface, it carries a softness that transforms without forcing. Hers is an intelligence born not just of thought, but of stillness, care, and feeling deeply, and staying with what she feels long enough to let it teach her. Pamela's sixth house, the domain of daily routine, problem solving, conflict navigation, self-discipline, and healing systems, holds Rahu in Ashwini, placed in Aries. This is a bold, electric placement in a house that traditionally favors order and humility. Rahu in Ashwini charges this space with urgency, originality, and a need to approach everyday life on her own terms. Ashwini, ruled by Ketu, is a nakshatra of healing, fast beginnings, and instinctive action. And with Rahu amplifying it, Pamela's relationship to work, habits, and self-improvement is likely fueled by experimentation, urgency, and innovation. This placement points to a proactive and visual kinesthetic NLP style. She likely prefers to learn and improve by doing, and fast. Rahu in Aries doesn't like slow progress or excessive deliberation. It wants action and momentum. She may feel the most fulfilled in work environments that allow her to initiate new systems, fix problems quickly, or pivot strategies without asking for permission. Her daily rhythms might be unconventional or driven by flashes of inspiration rather than long-term structure, and she probably thrives when her work allows for quick implementation and visible results. Her work preference here leans strongly toward together. Rahu thrives in social or externally stimulating environments, and Ashwini adds a natural urgency to help, initiate, or lead. Pamela likely enjoys dynamic team-based settings where there's freedom of motion and collaborative problem solving. However, this togetherness doesn't mean she tolerates micromanagement. She needs room to move and contribute on her own terms. There may be a restlessness with overly solitary or overly rigid work routines as she draws energy from interaction, novelty, and social velocity. Pamela's time orientation here appears to be strongly in time. Ashwini's energy, combined with Rahu's hunger, makes her present focused and tuned into what needs to happen now. She may respond instinctively to challenges, preferring to fix or act rather than overanalyze. While this can make her a powerful crisis handler or starter, it can also lead to overload or burnout if not balanced with reflective space. She may struggle with long-term planning unless it's broken down into immediate action-based steps. But she thrives when given tasks that demand engagement in the now. Her motivation direction in this house is clearly towards. Rahu pushes her to evolve, to improve herself, to chase growth, healing, and mastery in her everyday life. She may be deeply motivated to overcome personal limits, transform her habits, or solve problems not just for herself, but for others. She's not afraid of difficult routines if they're connected to something she wants to become. But she may lose interest if the system feels stagnant, overly rule-bound, or uninspiring. Pamela's attention filter here is balanced, but slightly self-oriented. Rahu in Ashwini gives her a strong internal drive to improve herself and overcome her own challenges, not necessarily to please others, but to feel empowered in her own system. That said, she can also be a strong initiator of support and healing for others when inspired, especially in group or service-based settings where her contributions make a visible difference. Overall, this placement gives Pamela a dynamic, unconventional approach to service, health, and daily living. She learns and improves through motion, experiment, and immediacy. She thrives in fast-moving, collaborative environments that allow her to take initiative and disrupt outdated systems. Her NLP profile in the sixth house reveals someone who doesn't wait for perfection to begin. She moves, adapts, and refines in real time. Work for her must have purpose, energy, and some degree of freedom, not just to be productive, but to feel alive while doing it. Pamela's 11th house, the sphere of long-term goals, gains from work, social networks, and collective alignment, contains Mars in Hasta, placed in Virgo. This gives her a precise, skill-driven, and hands-on approach to both her ambitions and her social engagements. Mars in Virgo is already action-oriented in a methodical way, but Hasta, ruled by the moon, adds a layer of subtle intelligence, adaptability, and emotional craftsmanship. Pamela likely engages with community or group dynamics through doing, not through abstract ideals, but through refined service, problem-solving, or practical leadership. Mars here suggests she's proactive, especially in group efforts. She initiates tasks, solves problems efficiently, and thrives when there's a clear objective that she can act on. From an NLP perspective, this Mars supports a kinesthetic and auditory digital processing style. She learns by doing, but she also needs the actions to make sense. She's likely a natural fixer in social or work groups, the one who sees what needs adjusting, organizes the solution, and gets it done. The Hasta influence adds dexterity, not just with hands, but with timing, tone, and how she delivers action in service of collective goals. Her motivation direction in this house is strongly towards. She's drawn to systems that work, teams that align, and goals that have a clear payoff. Mars in the 11th wants accomplishment, and in Virgo, the desire is for usefulness and tangible improvement. Pamela is likely motivated by the success of shared efforts and gains personal satisfaction when her skills contribute meaningfully to the group. However, she's unlikely to tolerate inefficiency, emotional chaos, or drama in social environments. She needs the machine to run cleanly. In terms of work preference, this house leans toward proximity. While Mars would typically suggest strong individual action, Hasta's lunar rulership and Virgo's earthy service orientation make her prefer close collaboration in small, focused groups. Pamela likely performs best when she can work beside others in a context of mutual respect and clarity, not lost in a crowd, but not isolated either. She wants connection, but functional, not performative, shared purpose over social fluff. Pamela's time orientation in this house is through time. Virgo's mercurial nature paired with Mars gives her a focus on structure, sequencing, and planning. Even if she moves quickly, she likely tracks progress, logs effort, and organizes tasks with precision. She may excel at coordinating team schedules, managing workflows, or implementing strategic improvements in a step-by-step fashion. She's not just reacting. She's building toward outcomes with accountability and pace. Her attention filter in this house is tilted toward others, but selectively. Mars gives her independence, but Hasta softens the delivery. She tunes into the emotional flow of group interactions and adjusts her behavior for harmony and impact. She may lead quietly, by example, or through skillful execution rather than commanding presence. Her awareness of how others feel and perform within shared goals gives her a relational edge. She knows when to act alone and when to hold space. Overall, Pamela's 11th house reveals a social strategist and practical contributor, someone who engages with long-term goals and communities, not for status, but for effectiveness. She is emotionally tuned, technically skilled, and outcome-driven. Her NLP drives here reflect a doer with discernment, one who moves through collective spaces with intention, rhythm, and the quiet power of someone who knows how to make things work. Pamela's 12th house, the realm of the subconscious, spiritual insight, loss of ego-bound identity, foreign lands, and hidden dimensions, contains both Venus in Vishaka and Ketu in Swati, placed in Libra. This dual placement introduces a complex mix of desire and detachment into her inner world. Venus here draws her toward beauty, pleasure, and relational merging at a soul level, while Ketu dissolves attachment, encouraging withdrawal, introspection, and intuitive insight. The result is a private psyche shaped by paradox, craving connection, but often choosing solitude, seeking harmony, but often pulled inward to transcend it. Venus in Vishaka in the 12th suggests that Pamela's experience of love, intimacy, and pleasure is tied to deeper, even spiritual transformation. Vishaka, ruled by Jupiter, gives her a drive toward evolution through relationship. She may find that her romantic or creative yearning is often projected into the unseen or ideal. Venus here can indicate sensuality that's expressed privately or through spiritual or artistic work. From an NLP standpoint, this Venus supports a visual and kinesthetic processing style. She sees and feels patterns intuitively, especially in emotionally or aesthetically charged environments. Dreams, symbols, and visual cues may guide her emotional landscape more than logical thought. Ketu in Swati, also in the 12th, brings detachment from external validation and a natural disinterest in social approval. Swati is ruled by Rahu and associated with independence and movement, but Ketu here internalizes that motion. Pamela may experience strong inner winds, restless thoughts, intuitive downloads, and emotional dissociation. She may sometimes feel like she's watching her life from a distance, especially in relational or aesthetic realms. NLP-wise, this strengthens her dissociative tendencies and points toward a solo work preference. She likely needs space, silence, and psychic room to process and restore. Her work preference in the 12th house leans clearly solo. While Venus typically enjoys connection, both Libra placements here are turned inward. Pamela likely functions best when she has autonomy to drift, retreat, or recalibrate without interference. She may need extended solitude to access inspiration, meaning, or emotional clarity. Even when engaged with others, she may keep part of herself deeply private, a reservoir of inner life she doesn't always share. Pamela's time orientation in the 12th is also in time, with subtle dreamlike inflections. Venus and Ketu here contribute to a timeless, intuitive rhythm. She may lose track of time in creativity, reverie, or emotional immersion. Tasks anchored in strict timelines may feel abrasive, while work that allows her to move fluidly and tune into internal flow suits her better. She likely values the feel of a moment over the structure of it and draws meaning from synchronicity, tone, and presence more than from schedules. Her motivation direction in this space is nuanced. Venus is towards, seeking unity, beauty, and transcendence. But Ketu is away from, shedding attachment, ego, or worldly distraction. This creates an internal tension between engaging and releasing, loving, and letting go. She may pursue experiences that promise depth or pleasure, but withdraw the moment they feel confining or inauthentic. This dynamic gives her emotional wisdom. She knows what to move toward and what to let pass, even if she can't always articulate why. Altogether, Pamela's 12th house shows a powerful inner life rich with contrast, desire and renunciation, love and liberation, presence and retreat. Her NLP profile here reflects someone who operates best in solitude, processes life through image and feeling, and moves through time like water, not in lines, but in waves. Her most meaningful contributions may arise not in public, but in private moments of vision, healing, or surrender, the unseen threads that quietly shape everything else. Pamela's NLP profile reveals a personality built on emotional intelligence, strategic processing, and internal clarity. With key planets in Scorpio, Pisces, Virgo, and Libra, her core operating system is inward-facing, reflective, discerning, and emotionally attuned. She moves through life not by external prompt, but by deeply sensing what feels aligned. Across her chart, we see a consistent emphasis on privacy, inner knowing, and deliberate expression. She is not loud, but when she speaks or acts, it carries quiet weight. Her primary processing styles are kinesthetic, auditory digital, and visual. She processes experience through the body and emotional resonance, while mentally sequencing and evaluating through logic and insight. Mercury in Scorpio, the moon in Pisces, and Mars in Virgo suggest she doesn't just take in information. She filters, decodes, and distills. Her learning and communication are layered and often subtle. She absorbs tone, rhythm, and energy as much as content, and tends to respond only when something feels fully formed inside. Pamela's motivation direction is predominantly away from, especially in emotionally charged or value-based areas of life. She instinctively withdraws from distortion, clutter, and emotional confusion. This gives her a refined clarity. She doesn't need to try everything to know what won't work. However, placements like Rahu in Ashwini, 6th house, and Mars in Virgo, 11th house, balance this with towards momentum, particularly in practical and service-driven goals. She's motivated by both refinement and activation, drawn toward mastery while instinctively avoiding chaos. Her attention filter is primarily self-oriented, especially in her inner emotional and psychological domains. She filters experiences through personal meaning and alignment before adjusting outwardly. However, in social or collective contexts, such as communication, 3rd house, or teamwork, 11th house, she becomes selectively others-aware. She listens deeply, not just to words, but to the emotional undertone, able to shift and respond in ways that support clarity and trust without losing her internal anchor. In terms of chunking, Pamela alternates between general to specific and emotionally detailed. Jupiter in Capricorn prefers high-level structure and practical frameworks, while the Moon and Venus placements tune into tone, mood, and nuance. This dual lens allows her to move between vision and detail depending on the task. She might start with the larger purpose, then drop into specific emotional or relational details to guide implementation. Her action style is a blend of reactive and proactive. Saturn and Mercury on the ascendant lend a contemplative, measured response pattern. She waits, senses, and moves with emotional precision. Yet Rahu and Mars push her into action when clarity is reached. She's not passive, just selective about when and how to engage. When it's time, she can act swiftly and decisively, particularly in service-oriented or goal-driven contexts. Pamela's work preferences are dynamic. She needs solitude for inner alignment. 12th house, focused collaboration for shared purpose, 11th house, and occasional group intensity for movement, 6th house. She likely thrives in hybrid roles where she can work independently, then rejoin high-functioning teams. Her time orientation flows between in-time emotional immersion and through-time structure, allowing her to both feel and plan with equal strength. Altogether, her NLP system reflects a personality built for depth, strategy, emotional refinement, and quiet transformation.